the worst flooding in 15 years in the American Midwest has millions of acres of cropland underwater. As many as 5 million acres of wheat and corn are ruined. In Australia, it's the lack of rain that's worrisome. The continuation of a long drought is likely to cut the country's wheat harvest by 9%. Since the U.S. and Australia are among the world's biggest wheat exporters, smaller harvests are likely to keep food prices high all over the world. As Phil Mercer reports, Australian farmers may not be able to do much about the weather, but they want to change government policy.
We're losing our livelihood.
Angry wheat growers descended earlier this week on the Australian capital Canberra to voice their opposition to the way their produce is marketed and sold overseas. Many called on the Prime Minister Kevin Rudd to reverse his decision to scrap the country's monopoly wheat exporter AWB Limited, which was involved in corrupt payments during the Oil for Food program in Iraq. Australian farmers fear that without the monopoly, they'll be at the mercy of multinational corporations and the vagaries of the global market, at a time when the drought shows no sign of easing. Jock Laurie, the president of the New South Wales Farmers Association, says the chances of a bumper wheat crop this year are looking slim.
We had a very dry autumn right across many parts of New South Wales. It's knocking some of the forecast production down. There's no doubt that they're anticipating a very good winter crop, but as time went by, of course, those figures get knocked back down, and they still will continue to get knocked down until we get a good widespread rain right across the wheat growing belt.
The drought, known here as the Big Dry, has forced more than 10,000 Australian farming families off the land over the past 5 years. Wheat farmers in New South Wales, the second biggest wheat growing area in Australia, have seen yield shrink dramatically. The situation for producers in other parts of the country isn't much better. Last year's poor harvest was one of the dominoes that led to the current international food crisis. With much of Australia's wheat harvest sold overseas, mainly to the Middle East and Asia, the New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries, Ian MacDonald, says the drought is contributing to global food shortages.
Up until 2002, the five-year average was around 7.5 million tonnes, a large percentage of that wheat then being exported. However, for instance, last year it was 1.8 million tonnes, so there's a huge shortfall there that obviously is not going on to the international market and therefore would be putting, in conjunction with a number of other factors, pressure on an upward movement in prices globally. Hopefully we can get some decent rain, although it's not looking very good with 62% of New South Wales in drought and only 13% satisfactory. So the outlook at this point is rather bleak, to say the least.
Wheat farmers who do manage to produce a healthy crop this year are hoping to take advantage of record prices on international markets. They are, though, unlikely to enjoy a handsome payday. Any profit they make will be reduced by the high cost of fuel and fertilisers. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.